But here, on the very rim of known space, justice is a long way away.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Space Game Junkie podcast. I, as always, am your co-host, Brian, and joining me, as always, is your co-host, Julie.
Hello from Illinois, where, despite the fact that we're not on the rim of known space, justice is still a long way away.
And your co-host, Jacob.
Live from Jesus Christ. I think that's all that needs to be said at this point.
Not sure where you're at.
Friends, it's weird. Spaz can't get in to Riverside. We had no problem with him getting in before, but now he can't get in. They have changed a few things, so I might have to talk to their support people. And secondly, Thorsten is under the weather, so he can't be joining us. Everyone send your healing vibes and good vibes and luck and prayers and whatever you do Thorsten's way. He's really under the weather. So, yeah, let's try and, you know, wish him the best. Hope you come back soon, buddy. All right. So, this might be a short one because it's just three of us. We're going to do a check-in today. And hello, chat. Also, we're going to do a check-in today. We haven't done one of these since January. And so I'll get started because a lot has happened. I've been in the emergency room twice in the last 4 months. The first for a stress-related mental break of some kind. There's stuff going on with my wife's family. I won't get into the details, but it was very stressful. And at one point, I'm laying in bed and like my brain separated from my body. It was the weirdest freaking thing. Like I'm lying there and like all my thoughts are like, you guys know what a lazy Susan is, a thing that spins, you know, it's like all my thoughts were on a lazy Susan and all I could do was stare at it in absolute terror until I fell back asleep. And then when I woke up a few hours later, my brain was reconnecting so I could talk and move a little bit. I didn't know what the hell was going on. So my wife took the day off and drove me to the emergency room. And they did all kinds of tests, so many tests. They scanned my brain, everything. They did all the things. And it was stress-related. So thank God it wasn't a stroke. But I'll tell you what, because they thought it might be a stroke, they took me right away. So good on them. And then secondly, I was in the emergency room about 2.5 weeks ago. It was almost 3 weeks ago now. It was the 4th. Oh, wow, it's been longer than that. Damn. I was walking down some steps, taking out the trash. I was holding a box, and some older women were coming toward the door to our complex. And I'm like, oh, if I get down there in time, I can open the door for them. Not realizing I was on the second step and not the first step. And I took a tumble and fell on my left foot. And I thought it was broken because, when I put a little weight on it, it felt like the inside of the foot shifted to the right. Like the whole inside of the foot just moved. And that's not supposed to happen. So thankfully, we found out it was only sprained. Like nothing was broken. Nothing was torn. It's only sprained. Thank goodness. So I was on crutches for a couple weeks. I have since graduated to a walking staff. So it is healing. It's taking a while, but you know, it's fine. You know, I'm not pushing it. But it is better, but that was scary. But because of the stress thing, I am not only back in therapy, which is a lot of good stuff has been coming out in therapy, not just about that, but other things. I'm finally on some medication. I have been put on Prozac, and you guys, Prozac is life-changing. Holy crap. Like, before Prozac, I would like have to buy games all the time. And I would have to like, there was this edginess. Like if I didn't have enough time to game in a day, I'd start feeling like a little edgy, a little irritable. You know what I mean?
Anxious?
Yeah, very anxious, but irritable. Like if I didn't get, like, I'd be like, okay, Nicole's going to be home in an hour. I have an hour to play this. You know, I'd like, you know, I was so focused on that. You know what I mean? And I was just buying games and everything left and right because I was chasing that dragon. After Prozac? Fucking, excuse my language. I don't feel that anymore. Like, I think in the last month and a half on Steam, I've bought one game, which for me is insanely low. Insanely low. I don't feel that drive anymore. Like, I still love playing games and everything, but I just don't feel that itch that I have to scratch anymore because of the Prozac. So that's been amazing. So there's been bad. There's been good. I'd say more good than bad. But it's been a few months, y'all. It's been a few months. As for gaming, if you look at the stream, you'll be like, Brian, why do you have a 3DS game up there? Well, there's a story about that. There's a new podcast out there called Expedition Handheld, which talks all about handhelds. And I love handheld gaming. I've been a portable gamer since the Vectrex, if y'all remember that thing. Do you guys know what a Vectrex is?
Never heard of it until just now.
Okay. It came out in 1979. It was the first portable gaming machine. It was actually like a small television with a built-in joystick and a cartridge slot, basically. But it was portable. You know, you can carry it around and plug it in, like, to your hotel room or whatever, and you'd have a little game machine there. So they reminded me in this podcast how awesome my 3DS is. I had gotten out of playing it for a while, but after hearing them talk about it, I'm like, yeah, I've got this amazing, it's a modded 3DS. I've got this amazing machine with all these amazing games on it. And so I kind of jumped back into playing games on my 3DS XL. For a while, I was playing Fantasy Life, which is a very good game. But then someone recommended this game called Yo-Kai Watch 2 Psychic Spectres, which is a Pokemon-y style. Kind of not really. I mean, there's you do capture things, but they're kind of ghosts. But the battle system is real time and it takes place in the modern world and everything. It's a bit different. But so I started playing that and oh my God, that is all I've played for the last 3 weeks is Yo-Kai Watch 2 Psychic Spectres. That is all I have played. I actually bought a new 3DS because I've fallen down the rabbit hole of 3DSs so much. I found out that my original 3DS has a notorious hinge problem and they all eventually break. Hi, Chris. They all eventually break. And I didn't want that to happen. So I sought out it's confusingly called the new 3DS. I don't know why, but it's one of the final models of the 3DS, and I found one. So I was able to mod it, guys, if you haven't modded a 3DS, it's the easiest thing. I was really nervous. I'd never done it before. With my original 3DS, I paid someone to do it because I was nervous. But this time I decided to do it on my own. Couldn't be easier. You just follow the directions, boom, boom, you're done. You know, you just put some files in your SD card, follow the directions, boom, boom, you're done. Took like 30, 40 minutes, and I was going slow. And I'll tell you all, a modded 3DS is a beast of a machine. There are things you can do with it, like stream games from your PC on it. You can, there's a piracy angle, but I'm not going to talk about that. You can FTP into it. You can get custom themes for it. You can do so much stuff with a modded 3DS. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. I can't recommend one enough. If you If you guys haven't, if you have one, mod it. If you don't have one, get one and mod it if you can afford it. They've shot up in price. Oh my God. Cause the demand for them has really increased. Cause, no one's really sure why, but there are a few reasons. One, it's kind of nostalgia. Like a lot of kids who couldn't afford one back in the day can afford one now. And two, emulation of DS and 3DS games just isn't the same as playing it on the actual machine. And it's really weird because I love emulation. I play emulation on my tablet all the time, but with DS and 3DS games, it doesn't work as well unless it's on the actual hardware. The moddability is another thing. And one theory that I read, is that the 3DS harkens back to I know it's only 10, 15 years ago, but it harkens back to a simpler time when people weren't doom scrolling all the time. They would like break out their actual gaming device and do that instead of doom scrolling. So there are a lot of reasons that the 3DS has been rising in price. But if you could afford one, I easily say get one. There are so many. It's got such an amazing library. There are war games, strategy games, space games, role-playing games, rhythm games, racing games, there's an IL-2 game on the damn thing that I've been playing, flight games. Just the library between the DS and the 3DS is astounding. So yeah, for the last 3 weeks, all I have played is Yo-Kai Watch 2. Psychic Spectres, and I had never heard of Yo-Kai Watch before that. Apparently, it's big in Japan. It kind of got big in Europe for a little bit, but it didn't really get big over here. But it is such a charming, fun, amazing, well-written delight of a game that, yeah, it's all I play now. Like, I played 2 hours of it yesterday while my wife was out. That's all I played. And usually, I don't have that kind of focus to play one game that much. But the Prozac is helping. Sorry to hear about your heat wave, Chris. But I have my Game Gear still. I still have my Game Gear. Hey, Ponicus. I still have my Game Gear. I have the TV add-on for it, too. If you don't know what that is, the Game Gear is a Sega console that came out in the 90s. Trying to compete with the Atari Lynx and the Game Boy. Neither could compare. I wish I still had my links too. I thought I did, but I can't find it anywhere. I think I might have lost it in a move or something. I wish I still had my links. Oh, such a delightful little device. You can still get Arrow TV over the air, Chris. You still can. It's not as, you know, good. It's not as versatile as digital TV, but you could still, I believe, get TV over the air, I think. But back in the 90s, you totally could. So I'd be like at my gift shop job back in the 90s with my Game Gear, watching Saturday morning cartoons, you know, like The Tick and Freakazoid and all that on my Game Gear. Good little television. But yeah, if you guys can, if you guys can snag a 3DS in good condition, especially a new model, you're unlocking a beast of a little gaming machine right there. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So I've been all over the place with emergency room visits and injuries and therapy and whatnot. It's been crazy over here. Crazy. It's more good than bad. I mean, the cats are fine. My wife is fine. We're in decent health, except for this injury, really. I'm losing weight. So yeah, things are mostly good. It's been a roller coaster over here. Holy moly. Been a roller coaster. Whew. Oh, I had a battery pack for the Game Gear too. Yeah, it's screwed onto the back. It's screwed onto the back of the Game Gear. Not even kidding. It's this big thing as wide as the Game Gear and almost as thick, but screwed onto the back, and you could charge your Game Gear. It was a battery pack, but you can also you can also use the AC adapter with it. But yeah, Chris, everybody preferred the Game Boy in the end. That's why the Game Gear and the Lynx didn't last more than a few years, because neither the Game Boy nor the Lynx could compete. I mean, neither the Game Gear nor the Lynx, even though they were color, you know, and even though there were lovely pieces of hardware with lovely, great libraries, they could not compete with the juggernaut that was the Game Boy. So yeah, and no one, it's weird that no one can compete with Nintendo in the handheld market. Like Sony tried, didn't do well. I think a lot of people want a 3DS because it's Nintendo's like last true handheld. Because the Switch, I mean, it's kind of a handheld, but it's nowhere near as portable as the 3DS. And I'm going to be perfectly honest, I don't think it has as good a library as the 3DS. So yeah, I think people hearken back to an actual dedicated handheld device. My Steam Deck. Oh, what do we think about the Steam Deck, guys? I think it's a great idea, and I know people who love it.
I'd like to have a Steam Deck, but good luck trying to find some place to buy it firsthand.
But I almost got one, but my wife was like, "You have a desktop and a gaming laptop. Why do you need that?" I'm like, "Yeah, I don't. I don't." But a lot of people like the Steam Deck. I don't see the need for one. I don't. I have a gaming tablet. An Android gaming tablet, and it runs most of the, because of GeForce Now especially, I don't really need a Steam Deck because I can run a lot of games through GeForce Now on my tablet, and I could run like Heroes of Might and Magic 3 on my tablet. I can run like a lot of DOS games on my tablet, so I don't really need a Steam Deck. And with the tablet, I also have a great reading device, so I like the tablet because it's versatile. Steam Deck is a great device, I know, but I'm happier, I think, with my tablet, with my Lenovo gaming tablet, than I would be with a Steam. It's just so big. I held one in my hands. I'm like, how is this portable? This is barely portable. It's so big. It's so big. Whereas my 3DS can fit in my pocket. Easy peasy, done and done. Clamshell, boom, close it, done. Lasts forever on sleep mode. Yeah, just done. Great. If you're into portable gaming, also that podcast I mentioned, Expedition Handheld, is very fun. They talk about the Steam Deck. They talk about a lot of Android. There's so many Android handhelds. It's a fun podcast if you're into handheld gaming. And I give them credit for my recent falling back in love with the 3DS, because my God, what a amazing little machine. I don't find reading on my tablet distracting, but you know, my tablet is primarily gaming and reading. I don't have anything social on it. You know, I don't have any like Facebook or Discord or anything on it. So it's easy to not be distracted on my tablet. But yeah, my tablet does not last 2 months between usage like a Kobo or a dedicated Kindle. I will tell you that. But I am very happy with my tablet. So yeah, I got nothing against Steam Decks. I just don't see a use for one myself because they're so huge. And God, I mean, Steam has some new hardware coming out, but like it's going to be so delayed because of all the hardware shortages. I'm honestly surprised they got that controller out, honestly. Anyway. So, Julie, how are you doing and what are you playing?
Well, first I wanted to point out that anything's portable if you're strong enough. also, I never had a 3DS. Now I feel like I've been left out.
Oh man, it is. If you can swing it, they're getting expensive, but I know you love your Switch, but my God, there are games on here that just don't emulate well on anything else. Well, and
growing up, it was like, what's an internet?
I know.
And I didn't, the internet actually as it exists now, wasn't a thing until after I'd been in the military. When I was in the military, it was only between a few stations. What it is today, it wasn't until after I did my first professional job for quite some time. But that said, like I said, when I got older and I had a little extra money, I had a tendency to treat myself to some of the things that I couldn't do when I was younger because I couldn't afford it, you know. And they'd say, who's that old broad over there in Disneyland? They'd say, well, that's because I couldn't afford it. And I've been to Disney World twice. But the problem is, if you've been around the marital block twice like I have, and I've been the leaver and the leavee, and then I said, oh, well, it's balanced out. I'm going to stop. Now I got to go back and make some good memories with some people that are in my life. But in the meantime, we can compare injuries.
Oh, no. Did you get injured too?
Well, yes, I have. Twice.
Oh, crap.
My fault. Once was.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, about a little over a week ago, Friday afternoon at work, as the day goes on, it looks like Muhammad Ali started punching on the left side of my face over break time. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And so the problem is, in our neighborhood, the urgent care tends to be like, oh, you ever had this before? Yeah. Well, you got it again. Doc, it hurts when you do this. Don't do that. So as fate would have it, my sister had made an appointment for teeth cleaning with the dentist who had treated this the last time this happened. Last time it had something to do with lymph glands. You know, and she said, oh, well, see, there's a little movement in this gold tooth here. I said, well, you know, if you back a truck up to anything, it'll have a little movement in your house here. Yes, because you just bracked an M1 Abrams up to it. So I took all the medicine. And it's fine. But then, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, they see we're living in a house. They think, oh, you got rocks. No. Somebody else paid for it. And we inherited it. But the problem living in an older house is, yes, it has central air, but it was powered by Freon. So repairing central air and replacing it's kind of costly. So we have window air conditioners, which are just fine. I've learned the reason why they say lift with your legs, but when there's an old air conditioner falling toward your legs, you have a tendency to just grab it with whatever way you can on my back.
Oh, no. Oops. Oh, God.
Rip.
Oh, God.
So, thing is, we got it in, and it started to sound like marbles in a tin can. I said, well, what the hell is this? And Fran said, it was not, it's a brand new air conditioner. And I looked at it, and I said, why does it look so worn? And I looked at the other one. I said, this was because it was there in the hallway because it was old and too heavy to move out to the curb. We put the old air conditioner in. So I've got a parrot in my room, as I've mentioned many times before, and while her species is from Africa, she wasn't born in Africa. She was born in Minnesota. And, you know, why they made like it hot, only so hot. So I, even though my back was not in good shape to start with, I struggled the air conditioner new one back in. And now Julie and Parrot are doing fine, except for the back, which is a little bit. But now my face looks like it was beat on by, oh, this will date me, Cassius Clay, same person as Muhammad Ali. I keep wanting, every time I think of Muhammad Ali, my mind first says Cassius Clay.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You know, so there's that. And I said, well, how are we going to get this old ancient air conditioner? And then my sister brought home a handyman this afternoon. And interesting thing is, after she, the handyman moved it to remove this ancient air, huge air conditioner, and he's going to come back and till the garden because my back just won't handle the work. She comes back and says, oh, the handyman says you're pretty. And I said, did you tell the handyman he's playing for the wrong team? But thanks for the compliment anyway. So gaming-wise, we have a static gaming group Sunday night. And we were playing a lot of Helldivers.
Okay.
And one of the four member team of Helldivers stopped helldiving with us, and it reached the point where it kind of got a little bit same kind of thing, you know. And we tend to rotate games every so often. We had always been playing they remastered the first Guild Wars. I said, wow. I played it for a while, and I said, oh, I ever played this thing? It was just as bad as I remember. but it didn't hold a candle to the second Guild Wars, obviously. And had we gone back to the first EverQuest, it might have been different. So one of the other members had been playing X4 Foundations. And I said, well, and he would talk about it all the time just before we start a gaming session. And so I said, well, you know, as I've mentioned on the show before, I figured there is really no end of X4 Foundations. You know, there are many quest lines you can branch out into and reach the end of, but it's not like, oh, credits roll, you're done kind of thing. So I said, well, maybe I'll go back to it. And I said, but this time, I'm not going to use the cheat engine. And I started playing it without the cheat engine. And man, it just dragged on and on. And some of the things I used to do to make money, the people who developed this game said, oh, well, we nerfed that. Oh, really? Thank you. And it got to be kind of draggy. And it finally reached the point where I said, F this. I opened the cheat engine up and gave myself 10 million. Whatever the starting money is. So once it's like somebody selling drugs in an alley. First one free, little girl. So when I played through all the new, new to me anyway, all the new expansions. And then at that point, my sister said, well, it's been time, it's a while since we changed games. And I said, okay, well, what do you want to play? The problem with playing some games online is and this is common with a lot of games, I experience this a lot with EverQuest too, is if you're in a group or guild, if some of the other players are more experienced and a lot farther on than you are, there were times when I played EverQuest 2, the starting areas may as well have been a ghost town. And plus at one point they decided, well, we're going to have a free to play. And then the guy who we talked about him on an earlier show, the guy used to run EverQuest. He put a big wall between the two and said, oh, thanks. So now it's near the twain shall meet. And I still was like in a ghost town. So I said, finally, I'm done. And we started to experience that in the MMOs that we would go to. And because like half our group would say, oh yeah, I've been playing this one for a long time. And the other half would say, yeah, I've never played. I'll try it out. But you know, it's so, well, where can we game together? And that was the problem, is one person even left the group because, well, I'm always here on my own, and there's not really anything I can do with the rest of the group. So we searched for something where we could play together no matter what the level is. And Fran suggested Warframe. And I tried Warframe on my Switch 1 once, and the screen was small enough so it was like, wow, this is just a giant pain in the behind. So I had my misgivings. Other people here, you know, talk about like, oh, Warframe, you know, and I said, well, what's wrong with Warframe? Other than, I might point out, the people who own the developer, who own that person is Tencent. And I trust Tencent as far as I can toss the building.
yeah, right.
For obvious reasons, and DM me if you want a list of reasons. But the thing is, I said, okay, I'll try it. And what I was surprised at was two things. Is one, it didn't matter, even though one of our group had been playing it for quite some time, that didn't matter. We could all run these little areas together and still have fun together. And it's like, level? What's a level? You know, well, your weapons are leveled up, but there's no like level of player. And at least that I can see. And so we never had a hard time running any of the little areas together, which was a plus. And I played in some games in the past, and I forget which one it was, where there was a lot of hoopla about the size of your inventory, and it was like, what is this? You know, I got like 6 spots. I said, well, you can buy more. How much is it going to cost me for more spaces? Oh, $20 for 6 more. I said, you greedy bastards. And I quit. I don't remember what game it was, and I had got it for free anyway. But this is one of these things. It's like, well, I never really ran up against like first one free little girl. they did give you 50 of their platinum, which is their funny money, and I said, well, as it just so happens, the things I really wanted to bypass some early little things where they say, oh, it's going to take you a while to do this, only amounted to 50 platinum. It's like playing when we played Lord of the Rings online a lot. We played that at one point, and one of our players said, wow, well, you know, I got to buy the first horse. And I said, when the dwarf asked you to do a favor for him and said he'd help you out, I said, yeah, but, you know, this is going to cost me some. I said, it's not going to cost you real world money. You did have to give him some of your funny money, but he gives it back and a horse and the free riding lessons. Oh, well, too late now. But I had subscribed to that game when it first came out because I really liked Lord of the Rings online, Lord of the Rings. So in Warframe, it wasn't like that ever. The only problem is my sister had a hard time. She had had one Warframe she had selected and didn't let her have it for some reason when she started to play the game. And I thought, oh, well, for sure. I thought if you're playing a Warframe, this, if you don't want to buy, the thing is, if you want another Warframe, you can buy it. And that's easy, and you'll have it right away. And I thought, oh, they're really going to make this difficult to get another Warframe. But as it just so happens, some of the Warframes were hard. You can buy the blueprints, but it's hard to get the parts. But just playing the game, I got all the different parts and put it together. And they say, well, it's going to take 3 days. And some people on the internet say, oh, my God, 3 days. You know, and I said, well, I guess it's a frame of mind, you know, somebody who's impatient all the time. And me, I just said, 3 days, that's okay. And I'll just play the game. It'll be done 3 days before you know it. And sure enough, I played a little of it this morning and said, when's my Warframe going to be ready? 11 minutes. You got 11 minutes? I got 11 minutes. And so there are some custom cosmetics you can buy that I may indulge myself in to the tune of $6. But other than that, it's not like a lot of other in-your-face microtransactions in some of the games. I played where, you know, it was just horrible, you know, just say, oh, well, here, buy this, buy that, buy this. So I've really been enjoying myself. It is on Switch 2. I'm happy to say it's not hard to switch to. The screen's better. It's more defined. And the controls are not as ergonomic as they are on a PC. But Switch 2 has mouse controls, which I haven't played it with yet. But that the screen, it's a lot easier on Switch 2 to play. And so I've been playing some, because Fallout 4 was put on Switch, so I've always enjoyed that, and I've been playing a lot of that on my Switch, and I missed out on the 3DS, but, you know, I actually thought about buying one at one point, and I looked at it, and I said, well, the two problems is I don't know enough about portable gaming systems. Well, like you said, mod this, I'd be scared to mod it, you know, and it's like, talk to one of our gaming group, and
it's so easy. Like, I did it. I'm an idiot, and I did it.
Well, I kind of doubt you when you say you're an idiot, but, you know, I know somebody that knows a lot about computers, and he tried to build himself a new computer, and he said, oh, well, caught on fire. So I just bought myself one, and I don't know the difference between how to tell a good one from a bad one, and when I went to go out and buy one, it was like, it cost how much? Wow. But, you know, that's when you try and buy it through Amazon and places like that. So I'll just make do with my Switch 2, because a lot of the older Nintendo games from that era are now being put on the Switch Online service, which is very affordable, and I subscribe to. So, and yes, I know it's emulated, but I can play 3DS games that way. But I'd wanted to buy a Steam Deck, and I went out there to buy one with part of the tax return, and it's like, oh, you can't buy one for love or money. And I researched it, and it is because of the AI thing, you know, and it's like, Wow, the people with the AI, it's like, that's where all the microchips are going. And I said, well, when are they going to come out with a company who get more microchips to have more Steam Decks? Oh, 2028. I said, yeah, well, like fun, I'm going to buy a Steam Deck in 2000 and wait till 2028. So, you know, I got the Switch 2, and I've enjoyed that. And the other good news is, as a first-time author, I thought nobody would read the book, and people have been reading the book. But surprisingly, the publishing company said, well, you know, lately more people buy it, want hardcovers, hard copy. And I was very surprised that being a first-time author, people said, well, yeah, I want to read your book, but I want a hardcover. So I got my author's proof, and I finished going through it, and today I got to sit down and send all the corrections to the publishing company so they can do their whatever publishing software they have and then ship it to the printer. And I was surprised how much all the other people make with this. It's like, well, the author sure doesn't get much when you're all said and done. They said, yes, most of the money is going to everybody else involved. And they said, well, you know, I'm not Stephen King. I'm a first-time author, and I'm happy that people are interested in reading it. So, and it's like if I suddenly am run down by a fast-moving Chevy, which is a line from Crocodile Dundee, I'll have something durable that can be left behind, because I am kind of like, in my family, I'm the last branch of my part of the family tree. There aren't going to be any more Julies after me. And I was kind of like the family historian. I'm the only one that was willing to sit down with the older members of the family who are, when I was young, who are now, then they were my age than I am now. And so there was a lot of stories to draw from that I could put in the book, and now they're after me for the second book. And I said, I may have all the chapters, but I'm not done with my first rewrite. I want your first rewrite. I said, I'm not ready. We want it. I said, oh, well, it's nice to be wanted. So, and I got a new boss. The old boss kind of threw me under the bus on her way out. But the new boss is really nice, you know. And she asked me, she said, well, what are you going to do? What did you do with your holiday? And I said, went off my author's proof. Oh, you're an author. He said, yeah. What's your first book? And my first book was called Detective Blognard, Angels and Aliens. Oh, I love detective novels. And he said, wait a minute. It's kind of like a sci-fi thing. Well, it doesn't matter. I love detective novels. So, you know, a new boss can make your life a living hell. I'm old enough to retire if I had to, but, you know, you retire, your salary takes a big dip. And the new boss is really nice. So, wow, that kind of outshines any other good thing that's happened in my life lately, except for, as my grandmother used to say, wake up and you're on the right side of the grass. My grandfather was my age. He had been dead for 19 years. Wow. And, that's that.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry for your injury, but, you know, I hope it's not too serious.
It could be worse. It could have been.
Yeah.
It's muscular.
Same. Same.
It could have been a disc. It's muscular.
Okay. Yeah. Like, same. I could have fallen on my knee. I could have fallen on my head. You know, it could have been so much worse than falling on my foot. It's not my driving foot, so I can drive. Yeah. So thank goodness.
I took a tumble in the middle of winter, you know, and it's like, wow, I had places hurt. I didn't know I had to hurt.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird hurt. So, Jacob, we've been talking a lot. How are you doing, and what are you playing?
I'm going to be honest. I fell asleep.
That's okay. I know. It's late there.
Well, for starters, I've been all over the place in terms of sleep, and I've been trying to survive university to the best of my ability, and it could not great, not terrible.
Okay.
In terms of games played, couple of things. I have rediscovered Aliens Dark Descent.
Oh, okay.
Which was a delightful sort of tactical RTS from 2023 that I played half of and then forgot about for 3 years. And then
that just happens. Like, you play a game.
However, recently I did remember that it exists, and I finished the latter half a couple days ago.
Oh, okay. Good. Oh, good. Aliens, is that the top-down, like, strategy one-ish?
That is the one. Fireteam Elite is the big co-op one that's getting a sequel.
Okay, I know a lot of people who like the one you were just talking about. Apparently it was really good.
Besides that, not much else to mention. Xenonauts 2 exists. It officially came out of early access, and I finished it completely. Also, really good.
Oh, good. That's great to hear, because you want the folks at Hooded Horse to put out good games, and
correct. And they are doing an excellent job so far.
Oh my God, they are. You know, props to them. They're just nailing it. Like, holy crap.
Besides that, not much else that's interesting on the gaming front, besides occasionally dabbling in stuff, because I'm going to be honest, I barely have the energy for it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, university takes a lot out of you. Takes a lot out of you. Wow. Jose said it took some 6 years to finish Assassin's Creed Origins. I still haven't finished that. I'm like 30 hours in, and I got stuck somewhere, and I'm just like, I'm taking a break. I should get back to it. It's such a good game. But yeah, I started playing that. When did I start playing that? I don't even remember.
Long time ago. University is where my caffeine addiction started. Oh, you know, all night, go to school for 10 hours a day, then you got to study. And I said, caffeine.
Probably for a lot of people.
When you finally finish the year, then you have like a big crash.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame Spaz couldn't join us because of technical issues. We're going to try and figure that out, folks. I'm not sure. For some reason, Riverside won't see his microphone, even though it saw it last time. We're not sure what's going on there. We're going to try and get that figured out. And hopefully the next time, oh, speaking of next time, we got to figure out what we're talking about next. Well, let's see here. I'm going to spin this wheel.
Ooh, we're doing wheels.
Yeah. I love doing the wheel. All right. We have 4 or 5 topics left on this wheel before we have to do a another like round table to come up with more topics. So here we go. Spinning the wheel. Games with our favorite sound design. All right. That can be fun.
Yeah, I'm going to need two weeks to think of this one, but I think I can find something.
See, my question is, though, now, are we just talking about two different things? Game where the sound is like, okay, the sound effects in the background, or music, or voice acting, or all three?
We can talk about any of those things individually or all of them. I mean, that's fine. Like if there's one game where you particularly loved the atmospheric effects, that's fine. If there's one game where you particularly love the voice acting, that's also fine. But let's not limit ourselves. You know, let's not limit ourselves. This topic was apparently my idea.
There's some game that's like, wow, I always used to wonder, why did they sell just the music? Then I listened to it. I said, that's why they sell just the music.
Yeah. So we can, if you want, you could like come up, you can separate the topics out yourself. Like, this is my favorite game for voice acting. This is my favorite overall with everything. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever you want to do. We're not going to silo it too much, but yeah, that'll be our next topic. Yeah. That's going to be what date is that? June something. 11th, I think.
I watched Cowboy Bebop just for the music.
10th, June 10th. So June 10th will be our next podcast, and we are going to talk about games with your favorite sound design. So be safe, everyone. Take care of each other. Get all your shots. Wear your masks. Seriously, masks work. I keep saying this, I know, but they literally do work. I've had one cold in 6 years, and I've knocked on all the wood. I haven't had the flu since before COVID. So wear your masks. Thank you as always to our patrons for outpaying for things like the Riverside that we're using and the Restream that we're using. Hopefully we can get Riverside to behave so Spaz can get in here. Don't forget to check out Retro Dogfight. And the other thing I just started, the Joyful Nerd, which my wife tried to get. My wife has encouraged me to get back into writing. So I've started a Substack called The Joyful Nerd. And that's joyfulnerd.com. And don't forget to wear your helmet. We'll see you back here tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to play tomorrow because I had a couple games in mind, but they've got some AI nonsense. So I'm not sure what I'm playing tomorrow just yet as I record this, but we'll play something. Have a great one, everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. I'm solo. I'm solo. I'm solo.